In this year, we're going to discuss the different options of getting an aliyah to the Torah during coronavirus. So one option is that one person gets all the aliyos. And this is based on the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Seif Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Beis HaKnesset Shein Behem Mish Yodei Likros Ela Echad. Let's say you have a shul where only one person knows how to read. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Lamed Gimel what that means is that only one person knows how to read. So it's a lomar she'enam yodim likros achre hashatz mila b'mila mitoch haktzav. That nobody else other than the Baal Koreh knows how to read from the Torah itself. So in this instance, where no one else can read from the Torah, can read along, let's say, with the Baal Koreh, yivarech v'yikra k'tzas psukim v'yivarech l'achreihem. So this individual who's reading from the Torah should recite a bracha, read them some psukim, and recite a bracha achrona. And then, v'chozer l'varech t'chila v'korek t'as psukim v'varech l'achreihem. And again, he recites a second bracha, and he reads more psukim, and then makes a bracha after that as well. V'chein yasa kama pavim k'mis barolim shol so yom, and he does this many times, like the number of aliyos of that day. So in other words, this halacha on Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Mem Gil Seif Hei stands for the position that it's totally legitimate for one person to get all the aliyos in any given reading. And Rav Mordechai Willig, in one of his tshuvos on Corona regarding Kriyas HaTorah, writes, "B'Kriyas HaTorah k'shiyev sham mishum sakana lo yoser me'echa lagetsh to sefer Torah." That by Kriyas HaTorah, when it's impossible because of danger for more than one person to come close to the Sefer Torah, Nira Shiyasu k'Shulchan Aruch, it seems that they should follow the practice that's found in the Shulchan Aruch that I just cited in Kuf Mem Gimel Seif Hey, k'she'en rak echad shiyodei likros shivarech al kol aliyah lefoneh l'achareh. So he cites this halacha. So that certainly is a legitimate option where one person just gets every single aliyah. The question, though, is one person getting Rishon and Shadi and Shlishi and Ravi and Chamishi and Shishi and Shvi, getting all these aliyahs, is that considered a bracha levatala? Maybe the person who gets the Baal Koreh gets all the aliyahs, maybe he should only recite the bracha Asher Bachar Bara Shenasan Torah Semes on the first aliyah and not the subsequent ones. Now, the Gemara in Megillah, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, in addressing this perhaps, that's where we begin in addressing this second issue, are multiple brachos by the Baal Koreh considered a bracha levatola? There the Gemara says that originally, Aposeach Mavarach Lefoneha, Vachosim Mavarach Lachreha, that if you had, let's say, multiple people getting aliyahs, initially only the first person would recite the bracha rishona, the Asher Bachar Banu, and the last person would recite the bracha v'shenasal on Torah's emes. However, it says the Gemara, v'idin dechula mavarachi lefanel achreha, but nowadays, everyone who gets an aliyah recites a bracha before and a bracha afterwards. Haydi time to takinu rabbanon. What's the reason the rabbis legislate that everyone who gets an aliyah recites a bracha? Gzeira mishum anechnasim mishum hayotim. It's gzeira because of those who come late and who come to the shul a little bit late and those who leave early. And Rashi explains that let's say you only had one person getting an aliyah in the beginning of Rishon. And I'm sorry, only recites the bracha in the beginning of Rishon. And you only have one person saying a bracha achrona, Shana Son Taras Emes, after Shvi. So what might happen? Let's say someone walks in late. He walks in during Shlishi. So he will never have heard the initial bracha before the reading of the Torah. And he's going to think, says the Kohen Rashi, the guy comes in to shul after the guy who got Rishon recites the bracha Rishona, Asher Bachar Banu. If he doesn't hear the other people reciting brachos, Yomar ain bracha b'tolafaneh. He's going to think that there's no bracha before reading the Torah. And similarly, Mishum Hayotzim, The Rashi writes, "V'lo shamu asachosim v'arach lachra." Let's say they have to leave after shlishi or vi, they have to go home, and they will have not heard anyone say the bracha achron or the bracha after shenasod Torah's emes. And Vahari Shodim La Baruch, and the people from the first four aliyahs would not have recited a bracha. Yomu Hayotim, so someone has to leave early, they're going to think, Ain bracha b'tor lachra. There's no end bracha of the Torah. So therefore, according to the Gemara and Megillah, Dav Chafal from Beis, they were metakin, Chazal were metakin, they legislated that everyone who gets an aliyah recites a bracha before and afterwards. Okay, so once that's the practice, so can one person get multiple aliyos? So the truth is, based on the Gemara in Gittin, the Shulchan Aruch in Or Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Seif Ches says very explicitly, "Im Ein Levi Beis HaKnesses Kohen Shikar Rishon Varach Shenis B'Makom Levi." That it, let's say, and this happens sometimes. Let's say there's only a Kohen in Shul and there's no Levi. So what happens? The Kohen gets both aliyos. He gets Rishon and Sheni. So here we have precedent that once we were mitakein seven aliyos, then what that means is not only do we have seven different people, once we were mitakein seven aliyos of a bracha before and a bracha afterward, so that became the practice. And even one person can potentially get two aliyos and recite bracha before and after for both of the aliyos, like the situation when there's no Levi and the Kohen recites brachos for both Kohen and Levi. It is true that the Piskei Tshuvos in Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Lamed Hei Os Yud Zayin actually cites the position of the Tanya Rabosi and Simon Vav, which is really based on an Itor, who actually says that in an instance where there's no Levi and the Kohen gets two aliyos, that after his second set of brachos, after his last bracha, after the second aliyah, he should say, Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Lavoed, to be concerned about the possibility that maybe it is a bracha levatala. That sometimes when we're not sure whether we should recite a bracha, or if let's say we say a bracha levatala, then what do we say afterwards? We say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Lavoed. For example, by tefillin, according to Ashkenazim, we recite two brachos, Laniach Tefillin and Asher Kiditzom Zazvano Al Mitzvahs Tefillin. It's a little bit of a doubt whether we're supposed to recite the second bracha. So therefore, to hedge our bets, we also say Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Lavoed. So says the Tanya Rabasi, based on the Itur, that because of the concern of bracha levat, the Tanya Rabasi is quoted in the Sefer HaItur, that the Kohen, when he gets a second aliyah, then there is a sort of bracha levatala. So according to this, then maybe it's a problem for one person to get all the aliyos. Rabbi Willig in his tshuva cited this possibility. He writes, "V'yeshi tziu she'echad yikra kol ha'aliyot v'yivarech rak lifnei aliyah rishona v'acharei ha'achrona." Some suggested, let's return to the original practice. Because of the concern of bracha levatala, just have the one guy's getting all seven aliyos, but let him recite to bracha rishona before the first aliyah, and then bracha achrona, shenason toras emes, after the seventh aliyah. And he cites that this is the position of the Itur. However, aval min hagenu the lo ka Itur k'shein levi v'huadim k'shechad korin kor aliyos. But that's not our minhag. We're not concerned for the position of the Itur. We believe that it's not a bracha levatala, because once Chazal were metaking seven separate brachos, pairs of brachos for seven different aliyos. So each bracha is necessary, and if one person recites brachos on two different aliyos, that's not considered a bracha levatala, and that same case would be if he would recite a bracha for all seven aliyos, and therefore it's a legitimate practice for one person to get all the aliyos and recite a bracha before and after each aliyah. Now, there are some people and some shuls that have the minhag that maybe, let's say, can the ola, person who gets the aliyah, let him walk up to the bima, open the Sefer Torah, recite the bracha for his aliyah, and then step away and have the Baal Korah read from the Torah. So can you do that while the one who got the Aliyah is standing 6 feet away at a safe distance? So there's a rush in Megillah, Paragimel Simon Aleph, who writes, Umikol makom gam ha'omed likros yikra benachas uvedikduk im shliach tzibur shalot tehe bracha levatala. He says that the one who gets the Aliyah is supposed to read nicely, I guess softly, and precisely with the shliach tzibur. Why? So that his bracha is not a bracha levatala. Va'osa she'eni yodea likros. And if someone does not know how to read alongside with the Baal Korah, in Roy Shikra'u Shliach Tzibur, they should not call him up. V'havi bracha levatala, and it's a bracha levatala, it's a bracha in vain. V'lo mistabish yivarach al kriya Shliach Tzibur. It doesn't make sense for someone to get aliyah and recite a bracha on the reading of the Torah if he himself is not reading along. So that's the Rosh's position, that someone has to stand together with the Baal Korah and should read alongside with him. That being said, the Beis Yosef in Orach Chaim Simon Kuf Mem Aleph first cites the Mahari Abuhav, who said that I heard in Sefer in the Zohar that only one Shein Likros Klal Ela Echad, only one person is supposed to recite the Kriyas Torah. For Roy Lachos Lidvarav Im Hoem Asuk Kach Shani Lo Reisiv Kasuv Ela Sheshmativ, and the Mahari Abuhav says that we should be concerned with this position if it's true. And he says, I never saw it inside, but I heard this is the position of the Zohar. And the Beis Yosef says that basically, based on the position of the Zohar, in our circumstance, in normal situations where you have a Shliach, you have a Baal Korah, and you have someone who gets the Aliyah, it would be usur for the person who got an Aliyah to read alongside with the Baal Korah, because the Zohar says you're not allowed to. And the Beis Yosef says, because the Gemara is not clear about this position, whether the one who gets an Aliyah should read alongside or should not read alongside the Baal Korah, and basically you have a debate between the Rosh, I mean he calls it, the Beis Yosef says, between the Poskim versus the Zohar, and he says, since this halacha is not written openly in the Gemara, lo shavkina divrei hazohar mipnei divrei haposkim, we paskin like the Zohar as opposed to the poskim, namely the Rosh. So if the Beis Yosef says that we should follow the Zohar and the Ola is not supposed to read. So it is true, though, at the end, the Beis Yosef suggests that maybe the Rosh can be consistent with the Zohar. Maybe what the Zohar simply means to say is that the person who gets the Aliyah should not read from the Torah very loudly. But if he reads it quietly, then it's okay. Then according to the Rosh, you're reading quietly, you're reading together with the Baal Korah. And it's also not violating the Zohar, because it's only a violation if you read it very loudly. Now, and the Beis Yosef also writes, so well, let's say we paskin like the Zohar, and we say we're not going to, the Ola is not going to read at all, not even softly. How is he Yotze, the reading? He says, based on Shomea Ka'ona. So he wants to suggest that it's like a din in Shomea Ka'ona. So what emerges here is that it would seem that if we paskin like the Zohar and not like the Rosh, and let's say we say they argue, and we take the Zohar seriously, we say that the person who gets the Aliyah is not allowed to read together with the Baal Korah, and indeed he fulfills this mitzvah of reading from the Torah based on the principle of Shema Ka'una, because when he hears the Baal Korah, he listens, so he fulfills this mitzvah. So maybe it would seem, according to the Zohar, then you probably can get an Aliyah, maybe then walk away and listen to the Shliach Tzibur, who says you have to be looking into the Torah. That being said, there is another That being said, the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly that in Siman Kuf Mem Aleph Seif Beis Lo Yiku Shnayim El Ola Korei Veshat Shostek Lo Shatz Korei Veola Lo Yiku Bekol Rab. Shulchan Aruch writes that two people should not read based on Trei Kol Lo Mishtam. It's not appropriate to have two different people reading from the Torah. One person reads, the other person doesn't. And Mekom Mekom Tzarechu Likros Im Hashatz Kedei Shelo Tehei Berchasa Levatala El Shetzarech Likros Benacha Shel Yishmei La Azdav. Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rosh, that you should read together with the Shliach Tzibur, with the Baal Koreh, so your bracha is not levatala, but you should read it quietly. Okay? So that being said, it seems that the Shulchan Aruch would say that you can't have someone, it seems like he rejects the Zohar, seems to say that you have to read together with the Shliach Tzibur. However, the Rama writes, and he argues on the Shulchan Aruch regarding the case of a Suma. What about a blind person? Can a blind person get an Aliyah? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamatet Seif Gimel writes that a Suma cannot read from the Torah, cannot, since he doesn't read, right? He can't read, he's blind. So therefore he can't get an Aliyah, because in order to get an Aliyah, you have to be able to read from the Torah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. However, the Rama cites the Ma'aril, who says that nowadays we allow a blind person to get an Aliyah, and we also allow an Am Haaretz to get an Aliyah, even though he doesn't know how to read. So it seems that we have this debate. Do we follow the Rosh? Do we not follow the Rosh? It seems that the Shulchan Aruch follows the Rosh, and therefore a blind person cannot get an Aliyah. And therefore, it would seem that someone who gets an Aliyah cannot simply stand 6 feet away from the Torah when the Torah is being read, because he actually has to read together with the Baal Koreh. But if we follow the Ramah, we follow the Minhag Ashkenazim, then it would seem that just like a blind person can read from the Torah, and just like in Am Haaretz, someone doesn't know how to read. I'm sorry, just like a blind person can get an Aliyah, and just like an Am Haaretz can get an Aliyah, so too, someone who cannot read, someone who cannot be at the Sefer Torah, maybe also he can, during the Aliyah, maybe he also can get the Aliyah, just like a blind person can. And so therefore, there are some, potentially, who suggest that maybe this is a solution. The Minchas Asher, Rav Asher Weiss, and he wrote many responsa on Corona. So in one booklet called Bitkufas HaKorona, Chelek Beis, number 34, he writes very clearly, "Bikal Bakom Nira Dechinu L'Das Rova Posu Bichlo Mishnah Brura Ha'ola Yotze B'Di'evet Af Yimeino Korei," that according to most poskim, including the Mishnah Brura, that ex post facto B'Di'evet, your yotze, even if you don't read from the Torah, and the custom is to call up blind people to get aliyah. And since we're dealing with potential danger, so therefore, what do you say? That the ola, the one who gets aliyah, should make the brachos, then he should distance himself from the Baal Koreh, even though he can't read together from the Sefer Torah, because that's not critical. Just like the blind person can get Aliyah, so too the person who's standing away from the Torah can also get the Aliyah. There is another solution, because there are some achronim, like the Magen Giborim, in Siman Kuf Lametes Seif Katan Aleph, who wants to argue that maybe Shomea Kaone does not work with Kriya Satorah. Why? Deva'inan Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. That maybe when it comes to Kriya Satorah, it's not simply a din of Shomea Kaone, you just have to say some words. No, you have to read it from the text, from a kosher Sefer Torah. So maybe you're not Yotze with Shomea Kaone. And therefore, probably for this reason, Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the Sephardi chief rabbi, he wrote a letter about many different halachos regarding coronavirus. And regarding Kriyas HaTorah, In the third paragraph, he writes, this is called Horos Hilchatiot Ekev Hakalot Bahanchiot Misrad Habriut. And there in the third paragraph, he writes, Kasher Olim Lator Loichim Likro Ba'atzvam, when those who get an aliyah cannot read, cannot lane by themselves, Yecholim Lahotzi Beis Sifrei Torah, you can take out two Sifrei Torah, Va'ola Yishtamish Beis Sifrei Torah Echad, and the one who gets an aliyah will make use of one Sifrei Torah, Va'kore Beis Sifrei Torah Sheni Be'merchak Echad Mi'asheni, and the one who's reading, the Ba'kore, is going to stand at a distance from the other individual. And Hamavarech Yira Makom Akriya V'yechol the Sefer Torah Shiliyado V'yivarech. So the one who gets Aliyah with his Sefer Torah points to the place of the Kriya Satorah, and he will recite the bracha. And V'yikor Balacha Shimashatza Kormis Sefer Sheni, and he will read silently 6 feet away from the Balkori who's reading from the second Sefer. So this, according to this opinion, you can't. We're saying we're not relying on the Summa, presumably. Because we say you actually have to read from the text. We're not relying on the Ama Aretz who can't read. We're not relying on Shema Ka'ona. And therefore, the solution here in our situation is just take a different Sefer Torah 6 feet away, and the guy who gets the Aliyah should follow along with the Baal Kore. So we have two possible solutions. Either the Baal Kore can get the Aliyah from his seat, or get the Aliyah, go up to the Torah, then walk back to his seat. And he only needs to listen to Kriyas HaTorah for his bracha not to be a bracha levatala. Or perhaps he's holding it, he's reading alongside with the Baal Kore in a Sefer Torah. Rabbi Willig does not like either of these solutions. And he says that, he first says that Rav Asher Weiss actually retracted and held that ideally one person should get every aliyah. And he writes that, no, the person who gets the aliyah actually would have to be standing next to the Baal Kore. And it's based on a piece that he wrote in a Sefer Am Mordechai. And in Moed Amud Tzadiches, page 98. And essentially what he says is that why do we have someone who gets an aliyah and a Baal Kore and a Tzibur. So he says that if you just have, let's say, a Baal Kore and a Tzibur, so the Baal Kore, and let's say the Baal Kore gets the aliyah and he's reading the Torah for the Tzibur. So there, what's he doing? He's teaching Torah to the Tzibur. So what's the function of the guy who gets the aliyah, according to the Rush, saying the words quietly alongside the Baal Kore? And there, Rabbi Willig argues in Sefer Am Mordechai, I think it's based on something that the Rav said, that Kriyas HaTorah, to some extent, mimics Mamad Har Sinai. What happened at Mamad Har Sinai at the Sinai Revelation? There was Hashem, Moshe, and Klai Yisrael. Hashem taught Klai Yisrael their Seres HaDibros through Moshe as a sarsor, as an intermediary. Hashem said the words to Moshe, and Moshe translated to Klal Yisrael. So that's what we do here. We create that kind of image where we have as if the one who gets the Aliyah is saying quietly to the Baal Kore, and the Baal Kore is saying it loudly to Klal Yisrael. Sort of like the one who gets the Aliyah is sort of like playing the role of God, as it were. The one who's reading the Torah is playing the role of Moshe, and everyone in the audience, the Kaal, is like B'nai Yisrael. We're trying to mimic, make it look like Mamad Har Sinai to some extent, even though in reality, what's probably happening is that the Baal Kore is reading, and the one who gets the Aliyah is following him, as opposed to the one who gets the Aliyah whispering to the Baal Kore what the next word is. But nevertheless, Rabbi Willig says that if we were trying to follow that model, that the one who gets the aliyah has to be standing, as it were, whispering to the one who's reading from the Torah, this is the rationale for the Rosh. And therefore, if you're standing 6 feet away, even if you have your own Sefer Torah, it doesn't create that model of, you know, looking like Mamad Har Sinai in this instance, and therefore it's not good. It's not a good kosher reading. And therefore, Willie writes, you should avoid it. That's what he says, that even though they're lenient with the Summa and the Amorites, with the blind person, Amorites, even though they can't read, but at the very least, they're standing next to the Baal Koreh. And one could argue that it's as if representing Kadosh Baruch Hu whispering to the Baal Koreh, who's then shouting it out loud for the Tzibur, like Hashem telling Moshe, and Moshe telling Klal Yisrael. So that's why Rabbi Willig does not like either approach of the one who gets the Aliyah standing 6 feet away from the Torah and getting the Aliyah from his seat, or using a second Sefer Torah. Another issue that comes up is whether multiple family members can receive Aliyahs one after the other. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Mem Av, Siv Vav, writes that two brothers can get an Aliyah one after the other and a son after the father, but ve'ein manichim ela b'shvil ayin hara, but we don't allow it because of ayin hara. What that means is that there's no prohibition, but l'chatchil, ideally, we shouldn't allow it because of ayin hara. Rabbi Willig writes that this is only a l'chatchila, but if you have, let's say, a lot of children in the house, and there are some who say you can rely on the Shulchan Aruch, and you can say that v'di'eved, let's say you have a situation where you have, let's say, a bar mitzvah boy, and you have, you know, he's reading from the Torah, he's getting all the aliyahs, so maybe one aliyah can give to his father. Right, there, there'd be no issue of the son being together with the father from a health standpoint, because they're in the same household. So presumably, it would seem conceivable that the father probably could get aliyah even after the son or before the son. But Rabbi Willig writes that if you do that, you should not call the second person by his name, based on the Ramah. So you can call the son can get all 6 of the 7 aliyahs, father will get one of them, but you shouldn't call the father by his name, because that might lead to ayin hara. The Minchas Asher in Chelek Beis, number 26, also deals with this question, and he also comes up leniently. He cites that Mitzad Adin, there's no prohibition, the only prohibition based in Ayin Hara, and Lechat Chila, we try to avoid it. And he writes in Orach HaShulchan, he says that if someone's not concerned for Ein Abisha, for Ayin Hara, you can get an Aliyah. Although this seems to go against the Shulchan Aruch. But nevertheless, under pressing circumstances, you can be lenient, and you can call a son after a father. That's what he suggests. The final issue that comes up for Kriyas HaTorah is that if one person's reading reading the Torah and getting every Aliyah, there's no maftir. And what happens is, the one who gets the Aliyah, well, the one who's reading from the Torah, he reads 7 Aliyos, he does the 7 Aliyos, he gets, and we explain, he gets an Aliyah for each one, so it's a bracha before and after each reading, and then he goes straight into the birchos, the brachos of the Aftorah, and he reads Aftorah, and after the brachos, concluding the Aftorah, then he recites Chatzi Kaddish. So there's no maftir, and the Chatzi Kaddish is after the Aftorah. What's that based on? So there's Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, explains that we hold Kamanda Amar Ola. There's a machlokas whether Maftir is Ola Laminyan Shiva, and we hold it is Ola. Meaning what? That you can count Maftir as one of your alleles. Let's say you're supposed to have 7 alleles that day. You can count Maftir as being one of those alleles, the 7th aleles. There is an opinion that says, Ein Ola Laminyan Shiva, you need a separate Aliyah for Maftir. Rabbeinu Tam says that we hold it is Ola Laminyan Shiva. And in fact, when do we do this? Let's say on a public fast day by Mincha or Tisha B'Av. What happens on a public fast day by Mincha? We recite a Haftorah. Who gets the Haftorah? The person who gets the 3rd Aliyah. Why don't we add a 4th Aliyah like we do on Shabbos? Why don't we say 3 Aliyos? And then add a maftir, and the maftir reads from the Haftorah. Why don't we do that? Because we can't make hosafos. Let's say for mincha of a tanit sibur, you can't make a hosafa. So since you cannot make a hosafa, says Tosfos, then we rely on the psak, which is what the psak is, that the maftir is ola laminyan, that the maftir counts as one of the aliyos. He can count as a third aliyah, and that works. What about Shabbos? Why do we add maftir? Because on Shabbos, you're allowed to add additional aliyos. You can add hosafos. So you don't lose anything by adding an eighth aliyah. The eighth aliyah is the maftir. And then you're yotzei according to everyone. There's a debate in the Gemara whether maftir is ola l'minyan shiva. So when there's no loss to this, then simply add the aliyah. During the week, you can't do that. During the mincha of Tanis Sibur, you can't add to the three aliyos. So therefore, you're stuck. So then we're going to rely on the dominant view that maftir is ol l'minyan shiva. But on Shabbos, let's look. We'll go according to all dales, and we're going to add the extra aliyah, and the extra aliyah is the maftir. That's what Tosfos says. Now the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Reish Pei Bei Seif Hey writes that let's say the only person who knows how to read the Maftir is one of the people who got the Aliyah to read from the Torah. So the end, the Ramah says if he didn't say Kaddish, Yafter Misha Olo Lashvi Im Yodea. So let's say you have seven Aliyos. The guy who read Shvi is the only guy who knows how to read the Haftorah. So what happens? You don't say Kaddish, and the person who got the seventh Aliyah will read the Haftorah. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Chav Ches explains that why does the Maftir in general have to read from the Torah first? He says it's because of Kavod HaTorah. Hainu de'i ha-Maftir yaftir b'nevi'im. Let's say the Maftir would simply read the Navi, v'yavarech alav, and recite a bracha on it, v'lo yikru b'Torah, and he would not recite, read from the Torah. Harei anu mishavim divrei nevi'im l'Torah b'kriya u'bracha. Then we're equating the Nevi'im to the Torah when it comes to reading and the bracha. L'chein tzarech likros ha-Maftir b'Torah t'chila. Therefore, there's a takana that anyone who reads maftir, and you give him brachos before and after the maftir, before and after the navi, the haftorah, anyone who's reading the haftorah, and recites the brachos before and after, we have to clearly demonstrate the Torah superior to the navi. So what do? Anyone who reads the haftorah also has to get an aliyah first. So therefore, the maftir has to read from the Torah first. And from there we know the Torah is the main idea. And so based on this, the Mishnah Brura writes that in Sivkot and Chavtes, he writes that the person who got Shvi should read the Haftorah. What does that mean? Hainu Shiyaftir bin Navi means he reads the Haftorah. Veintzarech lachzor velikros b'Torah. And you don't need Ela Masha Kara b'Shvi b'Sima Parsha. Ola gamla maftir. If I'm reading from Shvi'i, I can then read straight into the Haftorah. I don't have to read. I don't have to get a new aliyah from maftir. Why? The kaimalan da maftir ola minyan shiva. Because my seventh aliyah, I can count that as my maftir. V'hakadish yomar achar kriyas haTorah v'chosah. And the Kaddish will be said after the Haftorah and the Brachos. If there's a Maftir, so then we say a Chatzi Kaddish to break from the Kriyas HaTorah, the entire Torah, and the Maftir when you're repeating the Psukim. If there's no Maftir, you read the whole Torah, the Torah that you're the Parsha of that day, you read the Haftorah, and then you do the Chatzi Kaddish afterwards. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. The point being that when you have a situation where you can add an aliyah, like maftir, so like on a regular Shabbos when we didn't have coronavirus, so then we say, okay, it's not ola l'minyan shiva, it's we're yotze according to all the deos, the maftir is an additional aliyah. However, in our situation, one guy is reading all seven aliyos, and Rav Shachter writes that that mina nachon shebal kore yotzi it's a sefer Torah. The bal kore takes a sefer Torah. Yikabos kol lios. He gets all the alios. Vegam the rabbis haftorah. He also gets the haftorah. And he says, "Ubina nachon lasus gikar did." And you should follow the main halacha da maftir ola minyan shiva. The real halacha is that the maftir counts the minyan shiva. So when he gets the seventh aliyah, that counts as maftir. Share Balkori Kvarkiba Kol Sheva Alios. He already received all seven Alios. And here's the key. Why don't you say, okay, we'll give him Maftir, give him an eighth Aliyah? Because says Rav Shachter, V'inyan HaMishnah Shemutr Lahozi B'Shavas, Hainu Sheyoser B'nei Adam Yishtatfu B'Kriyas HaSidra. Says the only time that you can add Hosafos, let's say on Shabbos, is in order that more people can join together with reading from the Sedra. So the more people can get an Aliyah. But if one guy is reading everything, you're not allowed to add Hosafa, simply so that individual can get another Aliyah. If it's to enable another person to get an Aliyah, so then you can add. And that's at a regular Shabbos. He gets the eighth Aliyah, which is called Maftir. But in our situation, one person is reading the entire Torah, then we're back to the real halacha quantitative time that the maftir is ola leminyan shiva. So therefore, he gets all seven alios and he goes straight into the Torah. And then you only say chatzi kaddish. You're not supposed to say chatzi kaddish between the maftir and the kriyas haftorah because the seventh aliyah serves as the maftir. You're not supposed to recite the maftir. You're not supposed to say the chatzi kaddish between the maftir and kriyas of the haftorah. You could recite it on a normal Shabbos after you read the seven aliyahs before the maftir. But here, what are you supposed to do? Once you read all seven aliyahs, the seventh aliyah is the maftir, and then you would only recite the chatzi kaddish after the brachos on the haftorah. That's how Rav Shachter Paskins in his piece regarding kriyas hamaftir. So just to summarize, what we said, we discussed different issues relating to getting aliyos during coronavirus, getting aliyah to the Torah. The ideal seems to be that one person gets all the aliyos. We discussed that's certainly an option based on the Shulchan Aruch. Simon Kuf Mem Gimel Seif Hei. We discussed potentially someone who gets aliyah standing 6 feet away. Maybe like the Zohar where you're not supposed to read anyway with the Bal Koreh. Maybe like the Ramah's ruling regarding a Summa, blind person, Am Haaretz, that you could be Yotze based on Shemaya Koneh. We saw, and Rav Asher Weiss, at least in one of his tshuvos, suggests that, even though Rabbi Willig believed that he retracted his position. We have Rav Yitzchak Yosef, who probably based on the Mogen Giborim holds that, no, there's a halacha that you have to read from the text. It's not, you're not Yosef based on Shemaya Koneh. You actually have to read from the Torah itself. And therefore, he suggested maybe you have two Sefer Torah. The one who gets Aliyah should be reading quietly with one Sefer Torah. And the one who's reading, and the one who's the Bal Koreh is reading from a second Sefer Torah. Rabbi Willig think that these are not solutions because based on the Rush, that the one who gets the Aliyah should read quietly together with the Bal Koreh. He wants to suggest that the reason is you're trying to mimic Mamad Har Sinai, where just like Kadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe, and Moshe speaking to Klal Yisrael, we're sort of creating that image where as if the one who gets the Aliyah is reading quietly, is giving over the Torah quietly to the Bal Koreh, and the Bal Koreh is announced to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Willig holds that it's not appropriate for anyone who gets the Aliyah to not be standing and reading from the Torah itself. And therefore, we're left with the first option, which is the person who's reading from the Torah gets all the Aliyot. We mentioned that multiple brachos are not a bracha levatala. In fact, we know that from the fact that a Kohen can get two Aliyos and recite the bracha before and after if there's no Levi. We saw there is a Shita Sa'itor that's Choshesh for the bracha levatala, but that's not our minhag. We saw about the potential in our situation that there is a potential maybe for a father to get an Aliyah after a son. Again, that when if it doesn't pose a health problem, if they're living together. And even though it's a potential ayin hara, that there is room to maybe be lenient under some circumstances. And finally, we spoke about the issue of the maftir, Where in our instance, we don't need, it's not appropriate to add an additional aliyah for the Baal Kori to get an eighth aliyah. You shouldn't make a hosafa. You should only make a hosafa for different people to get additional aliyahs. So therefore, it's not appropriate for the one who's reading all the entire Torah and gets all the aliyahs to get an eighth aliyah. Rather, he gets the seven aliyos. The seventh aliyah counts as maftir, just like the third aliyah on a Tanis Sibur counts as maftir. And then he goes in straight to the Torah, says the brachos, and says chatzi kaddish afterwards.